Thank you, Steve. Go ahead and say it, Jim. You say it every night.
The stakes have never been higher.
And then the hashtag.
But first.
He does that all the time. It's Bill Leff is off today, and he's not a fan of Big Brother at all. Jimmy Mack is sitting in for Bill today. You got me into Big Brother, and season one, so many years ago, George Allen Boswell was on the episode. You stood out right away. You were funny. You were sweet. It is so great to have you here today.
It's my honor to be here today.
I was telling everybody, Nick DiGilio, who works overnights, loves Big Brother as well. And I said, Chicken George is going to be on. And everyone's like, Ben Vereen? I said, no, the other one. Now, you were called Chicken George. There were chickens out in the backyard at the Big Brother house.
That is absolutely correct. That was on season number one. And the reason why they call me Chicken George, I was raised on a farm Winnebago, Illinois, this little town, okay? And since I had a farm background, I knew a lot about animals and everything else like this. And these people were all from the city. So I says, well, I could take care of these guys. You know,
right up your alley.
Yeah, I said, this is so awesome. Hey, I got, you know, something to take care of. And it also gave me something to do. You got to understand, because you're locked up in there with absolutely nothing to do.
Okay, now the BB21 just premiered this week, this season. Two episodes in. Jim, you're one behind. You're there for 90 days or a little over.
Sometimes longer, yes.
We see just a small portion of what's going on. You said there's really nothing to do. Really, what do you do?
Well, keep in mind, they really, especially in season number one, there was no outside contact whatsoever. No newspapers, absolutely nothing. You were with this group of people, and it was up to you to make up or to entertain or to do whatever you do. Sometimes even just to keep your sanity in there, because you're in there so long. Mm-hmm. You're in there for so long. And you would get bored out of your mind. And I'm really high strung anyway.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm really bad.
You know.
But you have to be careful, because you don't want to annoy other people. I feel like I'd be the first one kicked out, because I would start out really nice and then the true me would come out. Mm-hmm. And I would... It's so hard. You got to act, sort of, don't you?
That is absolutely correct. I always realized, okay, I always realized I was on television 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And when I did it the first time, American Online was just kind of coming into play. We were on the internet 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you could actually get it for free.
What if you picked your nose or something?
I mean, it's there.
I think people do worse than that.
I guess.
I think people do way worse than that.
Do you know that there's cameras in the bathroom?
I thought that was illegal.
Nope. There's bathrooms in the shower. There is, and they'll come right out and they tell you that there is cameras everywhere that you go in that house.
So what makes you come from what part of Illinois? Where is it that you said you're a farmer from?
I was raised on a farm in Winnebago, Illinois.
Okay, so you're a farmer from Winnebago, Illinois.
Not really a farmer.
Raised on a farm. All right, my question is, what makes you want to be on Big Brother? Oh. Where did you hear about this?
Yeah.
Was your video like that you submitted?
Especially back then, reality TV wasn't the thing it is now. That all really happened with Survivor, and Big Brother launched right after Survivor.
What makes you want to be on this show?
I didn't even care, okay? This all started out as a joke. Okay, back then, the internet wasn't, I was not computer savvy or anything else like this. We seen a little thing in a newspaper, a little article, just one by one, it's little things that we're looking for people to do a television show. If you have any unique characteristics or whatever have you, make up a video, send in this application, and we'll see what ends up happening. So I go on ahead, and I just fill out this application with just a bunch of dumb stuff.
For instance?
Okay, they asked what your favorite show was, and I put down, like, Eliminate and the Flintstones and stuff like that, okay? Because I didn't care.
Right.
You know, I had a good life, okay? I wasn't looking for anything else like this. So then I borrowed a camera from one of them giant, huge things from my sister-in-law, and I said, we made this tape up in the backyard of my house, okay? Hi, I'm George and everything else like that. So I make this tape up, and then I forgot all about it. I put it on top of the refrigerator.
Yeah, that's where you put everything.
Yeah, and I said, okay, I did this. It's cool. We did something pretty neat, okay? I go on ahead, And my daughter comes in. She goes, what'd you ever do with that thing that you filled out for that television show? I go, well, it's sitting on top of the TV. And I go, well, you know, it's due today or tomorrow in California. I go, well, they're not going to pick me. I'm just some guy from, you know, lives...
Illinois.
Yeah, I'm a roofer guy that's from Illinois. What are they going to want with me, okay? So she goes, well, you did it. You might as well take it down the post office. So I go down to the post office. The lady says it's going to charge me $15 to airmail it to California.
Because the due date had happened.
Right. And I go, man, I'm not spending $15 bucks. Like this is my pizza and like Blatt's beer money. Okay. So I turned around, walked out of the post office, get to the doors. Okay. And you know, I thought, man, I've blown $15 in a lot worse ways than this. So I go in, I mail the thing. Well, lo and behold, I get this call to come to Chicago. They go, hey, we'd like to talk to you about this. So I go, well, okay, I'll go to Chicago today. Kind of neat, okay. So I get on my clothes. I wear my, like, Beavis and Butthead shirt. Yeah. You know, and I go in there, and you go into this room, and there's this room, and the first thing, these producers come out, and they say, all right, we want nobody talking to nobody. There's supposed to be complete silence in this room. Well, I didn't care. You know, so I said, hey, dude, how's it going and everything else like this, you know.
That's why you got it, because yeah. There were other people trying. You were just like, well, whatever happens.
I didn't care. Okay. So I go on ahead. You meet with the producers, and you do these little board games, and you see how you interact with people and everything else like that. And, and then they just say, we will see you later. You know, it's the entertainment business.
Right.
And I go, well, this is cool. You know, I went down. I got to go downtown, had dinner and everything else like this. I chalked this up to a winning day. I never, ever thinking that I would get a call.
And they called you. You're season one. We have to take a quick break. He is George Allen Boswell. Do you go by your middle name as well? Is that what you
just
want?
Just go with George. That'll work.
George Boswell. Chicken George from BB1. Somebody said, it's so good to hear Chicken George. He was wonderful on BB. So, good job. We'll take a quick break. And any Big Brother fans, we are here. 312-981-7200. It's Jimmy Mack. It's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN. It's Jimmy Mack in for Bill Leff. I'm Wendy Snyder. We're here with Chicken George, George Boswell, a house guest on Big Brother 1. And you also came back for an All-Star Series. What season was that?
That would have been season number 7.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So they obviously like you. You were asked back. Is Julie Chen nice? Because I love her and I love her wardrobe.
Julie Chen has not forgotten where she came from. I guess maybe that would be the best way to put it. Last year, I did a little appearance with them. Julie Chen actually come up. She asked, how's Teresa doing? How's my children? And that really meant a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, that she actually cares about people. Julie Chen is probably one of the most sincere, nicest people you will ever want to meet.
Love it.
And I go back a long ways with her.
Yeah.
Keep it back. We go back like 20 years. But I cannot say enough about her. And I can also not say enough about how she's been able to host the show to keep it going. Because she is, more or less, you would say, probably the heartbeat of the show.
She does a great job.
Mm-hmm. She is awesome. I love her.
And Julie Chen Moonves.
I love the way she conducts the proceedings.
That is absolutely correct.
She does an awesome job. Now, when you're in the house and you compete in the head of household competitions, etc., sometimes as a penalty, you will lose your food privileges. And George, refresh my memory. I seem to remember you going on an unusually long streak of eating nothing but this stuff they called slop. What is slop and what does it taste like?
Okay. I know you guys have probably never ate cement dust.
No.
Okay.
Not on purpose.
It is the most nastiest. It is absolutely horrible. It's like this ground up oatmeal thrown in with some stuff to keep you going. It is absolutely horrible. I did it for 60 days. I drowned.
Wow.
20-something pounds.
It's the Big Brother diet.
The all-slop diet.
Oh, it was horrible.
Slop.
But every once in a while, I would say they kind of thrown me a bone.
Literally a bone with no meat on it.
They might have a, okay, George, you can do pizza night with.
Oh.
So then I'd eat like three pizzas, and then I'd be able to keep going for quite some time. Yeah.
All right. So you say behind the scenes they'd throw you a bone. What are we seeing viewer wise? Like when you saw your episodes later and they were edited, were they kind of right on par with what happened, or how much do they change it and edit it?
Okay. One thing I want you to know, especially about the Big Brother show, is this. They can only work with what you give them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? People always say that it's scripted or whatever, have like that. No, that's not the case. You are you. What you give them is what they work with.
And it's so interesting to watch, because it's like, you know, the human emotional experiment, because you have to get with these people. I don't mean to offend you, but you were an older guy on the show.
Yeah.
All these young kids, sometimes the older house guests don't fare well. Mm-hmm. They seem to like you.
Yeah, I did. I adapted very well with them all. And for me, I made some really good friends out of
it. Do you stay in touch with anybody that we would know?
Oh, yes. For example, season one, they scattered. I have absolutely no contact with season one. But when we did the All-Star Edition, that is a really tight group of people, especially Dr. Will, Mike Boogie, Howie Gordon, for example,
Howie.
Danielle Reeves. We all still keep in touch with one another. You know, not as often as we probably would like, but we all have lives. But we all keep in contact. But we all did this really unique thing. We were all stars.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We were all stars.
I've noticed that, you did adapt to dealing with people sometimes decades younger than you.
Oh, absolutely.
Around the house. And they always isolate the person who's the oldest player. It seems like there's a lot of young players and then just one guy or girl in there who is, you know, a little bit outside of the average age range. I wish they would put two or three older people in there together.
Yeah.
It seems like an unfair handicap to have to deal with. But you did a great job.
Yeah, I made it to the end twice and lost.
Wow. That is amazing.
Yeah.
So are you happy for the winner, or were you just so unbelievably disappointed? I can't remember who won the first season.
Mike Boogie won the All-Star season.
Mike Boogie won. Eddie McGee.
Eddie.
See, I don't even remember
Eddie
him.
McGee.
Yeah, they were making potato clocks and
everything else like that.
The show changed a lot between season one and season two.
That is correct.
And it became more of a competition, like Survivor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, what are you doing now with yourself post-BB?
Okay, I have to tell you this. BB has been an absolute blessing for me. It opened up many, many different doors for me. I have what you would call probably one of the most, I don't even call it a job. I work for Mecum Classic Car Auctions. We have a show on NBC television.
Look at you.
Okay, where we travel around the country and we sell the finest collector cars in the world.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a pretty cush job.
Yes, From what I used to do before and to what I do today, I had no idea that there was even a job out there like this. And it's just...
So they tracked you down to say, hey, are you interested in this?
I just kind of fell into that, too. You know, you just kind of fell into stuff. But I work for the company. The company's family-owned. I cannot say enough about what Big Brother, where I've traveled, what I've done. I work Las Vegas casinos and everything else like this, but I owe it all to them. They opened up the door, maybe just slightly, but what you do with it, it's on, you're on your own.
So you have no regrets about being on Big Brother?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I wouldn't be here today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you become a car collector as a result of your working on the show?
I'm what you call a low to mid-grade hoarder of everything. If you see my garages, they're full of stuff. I'm a garage sale fanatic. I go to a lot of auctions and everything else like that there. I'm always buying stuff, yes.
How many tuxedo t-shirts do you own?
I have a whole complete closet full of them, because I hate wearing suits and ties.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you pull it off.
Thank you very much.
You're one of those rare guys who can pull off the look.
Thank you.
Are you watching Big Brother now?
Oh, absolutely.
I love that show.
Absolutely.
Do you have a favorite yet? The new season has just started.
Not yet. I haven't really been able to pick a winner out of the pack yet. But we'll see when it comes down to the end. One thing, as I will tell you guys this, I'll make it real quick. If you watch the show, it's so hard on your mind. Watch when it goes down and how people start to break down.
That's what I'm thinking. Jim, I have thought maybe you should be on Big Brother. I honestly would lose it. I would miss my family. You have no connections with them unless you win head of household. And it just, you see people cry, and sometimes you're like, oh, come on, but it breaks you down.
Yep. For that long a period of time with no connection to nobody. And then the house starts to dwindle down, too. You got to understand that. Okay, there might be you and four other people in there, and you know everything about them. There's nothing more to know. And you, it just starts working on your mind. Jess.
Real feelings on Zingbot.
I'll let you take that one, Randy.
I kind of hate that thing, yet I'm very excited when Zingbot comes on. It's like a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, it throws a good comedic effect onto the show.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is a pleasure to meet you. He's George Boswell, and you might know him as Chicken George. Will we see you again on a future episode of Big Brother?
You never know.
Well, that's a good way of putting it. And where can we find you now and the new show you're involved with?
Okay, you can go to NBC, go to Meekum Classic Car Auction. You'll be able to watch it from there.
Pleasure to meet you.
It's been my honor.
And you've been a longtime WGN listener, huh?
Ever since I've been a child, yes. Farm Reports.
Oh, Orion.
Yes.
There you go. And you were on with Spike Odell after your first season.
That is absolutely correct.
How'd that go for you?
Absolutely fantastic. Couldn't have asked for a nicer host.
He gave you a lot of perks and stuff for coming up. Because we've got nothing. Jasmine, do we have a Lou Malnati's pizza we can give him or something?
Well, I was looking for a massage is what we were looking
Jim,
for.
Will you handle this?
Oh, yeah, sure. No problem.
Good luck to you. And please keep in touch. It's a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you so much for having me today. It's been my honor to be on your show.
George Boswell, Chicken George from BB1 and BB21 is going right now, and you can watch it. I don't know when it's on next, but it's on several times a week, and it's a great show. Not embarrassed to admit it.